This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. All eyes were on Michael Bloomberg Wednesday night as six Democratic Party hopefuls took the debate stage in Las Vegas. Michael Sullivan reports the billionaire newcomer to the presidential race quickly became a target, as did frontrunner Bernie Sanders.
Bloomberg qualified for the NBC News debate after party officials eased the rules, and he placed second in a poll released Tuesday behind the frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A one-time Republican, Bloomberg has spent millions of dollars of his own money on advertising and drawn comparisons with President Donald Trump.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt.
Bloomberg pointed to his background as a successful businessman and former New York mayor. The Nevada caucuses will be Saturday and the next debate in South Carolina next Tuesday. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President Trump, as he did in Iowa and New Hampshire, staged a counter rally.
At the same time, six Democrats who want his job are debating in Las Vegas. President Trump was rallying with supporters in Phoenix.
November 3rd, get ready, November 3rd, we're coming.
Trump touted his economic numbers and complained he is being mistreated in the polling.
If I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Trump has been staying at his hotel in Las Vegas, making day trips to fundraisers in California and the rally in Phoenix. On Thursday, he campaigns in Colorado for Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Tim McGuire.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.